Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Tay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah.
Welcome back once again to Al Porter Band in the Street, Chapter 12 and Verse 51 already. And for those listening live, that abbreviation and acronym of M period, A period, N period is Music Activism News. For those listening live to blogtalkradio.com, to Black on Black Crime Radio, feel free to call 646-478-0944 with your comments, questions, and concerns like the 216-309 number has done already. For those who wish to, you can send music or commercials, MP3 format, to emaxxradio@gmail.com. And that is, of course, you can send that through. Three quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. With your comments, questions, and concerns. Now, disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, you can always stay silent and go back on hold. But if you change your mind, call back or press one. We want to talk to you. Now, I need to start off and let people know, Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. For those looking for more on YouTube, you can catch Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr., the Instagram of Alfred Porter Jr., the Facebook page of Joseph Motley Jr. period for his pages. You can Facebook Kent and Angelica, Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com, Facebook, well, it's really Facebook HipHopWorkshopRecords.com. HipHopWorkshopRecords.com on Facebook. You can Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio for classic episodes. www.3342music.com. The Dialogue Center.net. Also, OPN Radio airs Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, Facebook Pete Weeks, the webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. Black on Black Crime, Inc. Hip Hop Workshop Radio airs Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceOfRadio.com. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. If you're looking for work, www.templabor.org. The Twitter page of Alfred Porter Jr.1 or at GrandpaRapper1 on Twitter. Also, thelogtv.com. Also, YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, we are Cleveland. YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, we are Cleveland. Also, just because it's there, we have to call attention to, and we'll do our best to get rid of a lot of our news stories tonight, but the Looking Good Home Improvement, residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, door installation and repairs, plastering and painting, carpentry and decks, bath, kitchen remodeling, flooring, tile and wood, violation list repairs. That is 216-205-7247, 216-205-7247. That's LookingGoodHomeImprovement.com. LookingGoodHomeImprovement.com. Got through a lot of things, didn't we? And I'm glad we were able to do so. Now then, let's have some fun here as we give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment in our area. Let's go. Honorable mention, Mr. Solo. He says he's got four hot new songs coming in for the next 4 weeks in December. He started off with one. He's got three more to go. That's Mr. Solo. Another honorable mention goes to Sheriff Kilroy. He called in to the Art McCoy radio show to talk about the new music video called Lover, which if you type it in, you can preview it at Alfred Porter, L-O-V-E-R, in quotation marks, L-O-V-E-R, movie racketeer short film. Now, before it's released on Wednesday, and there have been a lot of promotions around it too, so there you go. Number 10 spot. Top 10. Redebuting Black House Sound. New music has come out from Joseph Motley Jr. Number 9. The Actual Tannis. He's got some controversial tracks from MGK. Wow. He's got controversial tracks from DG Digital. As well as OG Merc, he's just been ferocious on the lyrics. So, with that being said, he's at number 9. Number 8, because they just came and did that thing without any fanfare or anything else, but I think it's because they had a sold-out show. So, number 8, Facebook, Steve Martin and Martin Short. You won't believe what they look like today. That was at Playhouse. Number 7, debuting, because of all the promotions going into it for this coming week. Number 7, debuting, Facebook, The Cool Room, 12-6-23. Number 6, debuting, The Gold Standard, Gospel Pre-Kwanzaa. Now, if you want to know some of the acts involved that are on this phenomenal program, I don't know if I should tell you. You might not believe it, but the DJ for the affair is none other than DJ Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man, featuring Miss Pulse Points. They even have their single, Celebrate Christ. Sister Laura Cowan is going to do a tribute to Judy Martin. The Rock Church, they're going to premiere and debut their video, the docu-trailer, plus giveaways for at least maybe up to 30 people. Kwanzaa Claus, the preview of that song, forgot that's going on too, the countdown for Kwanzaa Claus. Better Off, Black House Sounds featuring Queen LaVita Murray, Queen Bee, Pastor Jimmy, the Flannoy Family Restaurant is the home, Dolores Gray, Mr. Powers, Ghetto Evangelist, Sheriff Kilroy, as well as Powering Your Dance, Brother Suave, Gotti, December Rose. This ought to be a very, very powerful event, including, you'll probably hear from none other than a nice little, I will say, word of instruction to come through about what else is coming up for 2024. And that is none other than 3532 West 41st. That's off of Fulton. 3532 West 41st Street, Cleveland, Ohio. 7 p.m. So 7 to 10 p.m. Buffet dinners and cooked ordered food available. Host Alfred Porter and Flannoy Family Restaurant. This is the pre-Kwanzaa celebration, celebration of faith giving. This is the third year in a row for that. I'm going to stop right there at number six of certain things that have happened or are coming up. I'll get to the other five, but I have so many people. Well, maybe I'll give you number five and then stop. Number five in the top ten from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Debuting on Facebook, Up Knox record release show with Malman Collection, This Moment in Black History, and Malik X, who's very popular. I'll wait for the other four. Let's go to the phone lines because I know you didn't call here just to hear me stammer and stutter and talk. You all need to talk and you all need to be heard. Let's go to 216-309. 216-309, how are you doing out there?
Hello, 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 everybody out there in radio land. This is Valangelis Brenda A. Fulmer, as my colleagues call me, Queen B, on Block Talk Radio, 9 o'clock every Monday night. How's everybody doing out there today and this evening?
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you this coming Friday, December the 8th, one day before Saturday, Friday, end of the week. You already know we look forward to hearing from you.
Oh, yeah. You know I'm going to be in the place. You know, I know we're going to have a good time in God's hands. It's going to be, I think we're going to have a good time. It's going to be, somebody going to get saved. I got that feeling somebody's going to get saved. Somebody's going to get saved. Hey, somebody going to get saved. They've been walking in circles. Somebody's going to get saved. Come on now. I'm not playing with this thing. Somebody's going to get saved. Okay.
I'm into that statement.
It's
okay.
It's a lot of lost people out there. Come on, bro. It's a lot of lost people out there.
You're right.
They don't know what to say. Oh, they're going to come into the whole armies of God and get on their knees and surrender to God. All. They're going to surrender all to God. No matter what the situation or the circumstance look like, I just got that feeling somebody going to get saved on the 8th of December 2023. We are approaching the season, you guys. We are approaching the season. Jesus is the reason for the season, okay? Remember that, y'all. Jesus is the reason for the season, okay? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got the... How can I say this? We have to come together as one. The year is coming to near and closing out. It's closing out. Whatever you didn't get a chance to do, 2023 as well. You can go start claiming in Jesus' name and like it's in 2024. Whatever you go in your prayer closet, I say it just like that. Out there, audience. Whatever you go in your prayer closet, you ask God, you shall receive it. Ask him, you shall receive. And don't play with the prayer. You be sincere with the prayer, y'all. Be sincere with the prayer. Because time is winding down and winding up. It is winding down. I never seen nothing like it in my whole life so much shooting and fighting and thrusting and cussing. And I don't know. I don't know.
Right.
We got to come together, y'all. We got to come together. No matter what, I'm telling you, we got to come together, regardless what's going on. And I'd like to see everybody there on Friday night if you can make it or whatever, or send like a what do we want donation, whatever. You gonna come out there and eat? Well, the catering's gonna be whoever this cater. Company is trying to help them out and help us out. Help us out, because I just got a feeling we're going to have a good old time in God's name. We're going to have a good old time in His name. And all I can say, thank you for listening to us on Block Talk Radio every Friday, on Monday night at 9 o'clock. To my colleagues, to my fam, to my family out there, Al Porter, to Ronnie B., Art McCoy, DJ Rock, Cowboy and Monica Fourthpoint, Dolores, Ms. Glass, Black House Sound Records, Black House Sound Records, thank you. To Major Powers, Squad Gotti, Major Tap, the list go on. Now, let's just thank you for the new members have joined us behind us, and Mr. Ernie and all the rest of the gang. We really thank you, and God bless you guys. And happy holidays to y'all. I'm going to sign off. As I say, I love you, everybody. There's not a thing you can do about it. Be safe out there. Be careful. Put God in front. Do not put Him back. Always put Him in front of you, because guess what? The situation is going to come out like you want it to come out, in your favor. And all I got to say, good night. Have a blessed evening. God bless you. I'm signing out. Peace out. I love y'all.
No problem. Peace out. Everybody, make sure you keep your thoughts together so we can go through these phone lines and get everybody on through. As a matter of fact, let me look here before I go to my other four phone callers and be able to let you know that number three that moved up was Facebook 11-year anniversary rally, 137 shots, Cleveland police shooting deaths of two unarmed blacks. Eastside Daily News picked up that story, gave credit to who was out there. Idea Stream, it's been 11 years. As a matter of fact, that's why we showed the film on 137 shots at the workshop. I want to thank the Carl Stokes Brigade for being there, Black Man's Army, BWA, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Refuse Fascism, Ohio, Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Candidate Matthew Ahn. It was just greater peace action. Now let's go to these phone callers and keep them going. 216-598, 216-598. We appreciate you for calling in. How are you doing this evening?
First off, I want to give a shout-out to the blog, Cleveland, Ohio, all the way across the United States. This is Hard Time in the Building, Wild Child of Hip-Hop. I'm here to cross-promote two things. First off, we're going to stop the violence. But let me get back on to what I'm dropping in 2024. I ain't never changed up. So that's a single that's coming out. Everybody will be able to get this. But let me give some spiritual God blessing. It's called God's blessing. God's blessing. Got to make a way to win every day. Seems like they want us to fade away. Stop the violence, make the pledge today. Stop the violence, make the pledge today. Can we all have a good day? We pray another God's blessing just to see another day. Got to make a way, make it to another day. Got to make a way to make it to another day. Shout out to everybody that knows me, from Thug Palace to Tally Up, to everybody rocking out there. It's Hard Time in the Building. Shout out to Z1079, and shout out to Mr. Porter for holding us down every Monday night. Again, just real simple and short. We all know what we do, so if it don't look right, let's start telling Young G, stop that. That's to the young kids out there. Have fun. Enjoy life. You know. But right now, this message needed to come out on this blog. And I don't want to go political, but the struggle, the hustle, we need to do something about this water bill, Cleveland. Keep contacting your council person. Keep contacting the mayor. They eventually have to fix the leaky water bill system. We'll be back on that next week on that issue. But I couldn't close my eyes on that issue. So I had to bring that last issue back up. But this whole message is a God's blessing. We got to make a way for everybody to win, and we're doing that. Hard Time, Wild Child. Just want to give a shout out to everybody.
Appreciate you. Thank you. And peace. Man, before we get to the other three phone callers again, like we were just leaving off, moving up with that Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip Hop Workshop number 244 and other events. We should get to that list shortly. That was number four. Number three, of course, was Facebook 11-year anniversary rally, 137 shots, Cleveland police shooting, deaths of two unarmed blacks. We even stood up for Kathy Rae Coleman and what she has been going through at the hands of malicious prosecution, as well as Judge Nancy First, and said, hands off of our activists. Number two, moving up, was on Facebook, Wild Winter Lights Walkthrough, which was last week, the zoo. And number one, moving up, was the Beat Street Mixer, 50 years of hip-hop at the Art Museum. That was last Friday. And that, I didn't know it could fit about a couple thousand people inside that art museum. I didn't know that was possible. Now, I get a chance to finish up with our, three phone callers left. Let's go to the 216-288. 216-288, you're on live. What's on your mind?
This is Dantez Taylor from Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Families of Family. I'm out here in the trenches doing what I got to do. Getting problems solved. That's all I can tell you.
Well, what's going on, Dantez?
I'm fighting with RTA and trying to make sure that RTA is doing right and won't. And do what they have to do out here for our people and make sure our paratransit is tip top and better than ever for our people. So people won't say that their parents don't need to ride it, or this person don't need to ride it, or whatever. We got to get it better for our people, better for our whatever, and we got to make sure our transit system is the best thing out here. It's not best right now, but we're trying to get it up there where it's number one, the best place to come with transportation for RTA. Yes, we are. And it's hard, but you got to get out and make sure whoever's listening, make sure you call 440-276-00 on December 19th at 9 a.m. and sit in this meeting. If you can't get downtown to the RTA place, call in like Todd do, and fight for our buses to come back. Fight for all the buses that we need back, and keep on fighting so we can get it. We need more than 100 people. We need more than 100 people. We need thousands and thousands of people. So we ain't gonna just be there on the 19th. We gonna flood this thing all next year, so we can have our voices heard and make sure our transportation system is the best transportation system out here. We got to fight, and we got to fight hard and everything else to make it better for us out here.
And so they can be at the office of RTA for their meeting on what day?
It is December 19th.
Okay, December 19th. At what time?
9 a.m. sharp. They start, and they start on time. They don't play.
Does it matter?
They don't play. They start at 9 a.m. If you ain't there on the phone, or you ain't in person, you come late, you're going to miss something. You're going to miss what they got to say. Because this is a trying out shame. They trying to stop us.
put that number out about paratransit. What number
all they gotta do
can those people
all they gotta do call is cut a bus in an area that paratransit go in, and then we won't even be able to go in there no more.
Okay. So I need to know, again, what is that number that people should call in?
440-276-4600. And it's at 9 a.m. on December 19th, 2023. And I will be getting the other dates. I will be getting other dates for next year as soon as they come out and everything else. So y'all can know, so we can all flood this RTA.
Okay.
Because should no seat that's in that RTA thing should be empty. Shouldn't
right.
be empty. And that's right.
I appreciate that. Anything
and we
else,
want,
my brother?
And I want to say this. When council come back in January, I want y'all to flood council. I want y'all to sit in council and listen. And listen in council on what's going on so we can know what action we have to take in council. Yes, we got to shut down these refugees and everything else, because they trying to get over on our council people. And we ain't gonna like it. We ain't gonna like that what's going on. So we got to go over there and take our council back and make it better for us. Yes, right. We got to make sure our council people are right. If they wrong, I ain't standing with them. If they wrong, but if they right and doing good, I stand with you. You know,
okay.
That's right. And I'm saying this: we got to make sure that we in 2024, I am pledging that family to family and black on black is gonna stand up and fight right for our kids in our juvenile detention center. And I want to figure out how to get a meeting with somebody in that juvenile detention center that some of the black on black members and me can go in there and we can talk to the people and see how we can put some diversion programs together. See what kind of budget they got and put some diversion programs together so when these kids come out of them four walls, that they would not come back out not educated. We want them educated. If we can't have them educated, we need to figure out how we can move them somewhere else. And we don't want a new jail. We don't need no new jail out there.
No.
We don't want our people from downtown. Leave them right where they at. That's
right.
What we need. We need them
that's
to stay where they
said.
At. And fix
that's
our
what the residents
and fix,
said.
And fix our jail up. This is what you do. You fix it floor by floor. That's all you got to do. Because we don't want no hotel down there. I believe that's what y'all trying to do. Get them out there so y'all can get a hotel put right there. We don't want it. We tired. We sick and we tired. If our council people not going to stand up, we gonna stand up.
I like it.
Cause I remember when black on black and all of them went over there to university and said we gonna fight for a trauma unit, and we got it.
Yeah, we did. It was a long
team
campaign,
team
but we got it.
Metro didn't want it, but we got it. And we gonna keep on fighting on issues that are going on.
Well, before I go to my other phone callers,
thank you very much,
Dantes.
And I would like to say to all the people out here, stay prayed up, stay loved up, and everything else. And don't forget the 22nd annual 2024 anniversary. The date is Sunday, June 23rd, 2024. The tickets gonna go on sale on Sunday, February 11, 2024. And I will be announcing that more, and I will give y'all more details and everything else. And that awards banquet, the first annual awards banquet and red carpet event, it's gonna be rescheduled. It's gonna be Saturday, November 16, 2024, and we will have more updates on that when it comes to and everything else, and we're gonna have updates on what's that? Oh yeah, the Highbrook Lodge situation too. We're gonna have a update on the Highbrook Lodge situation too. They just gave me some information. They just called me about some information, and they're gonna tell me more about that. And but what we want to do with that Highbrook Lodge situation is we want to raise the money so we as residents and people of the site center, clients wants to take a charge where we can take it and we can get our camp back and then put our own board together and everything else. And one of the events we're going to have are a bowling party, we have a skating party, and we try to have a silent auction hour where we silent auction off all kinds of things and sell food there and everything else. These are the three events that we're going to have. I'm about little events like bake sales and stuff like that in between so we can raise this money so we can get our visually impaired camp back, so we can have our rights and everything else before a third party get it. We got to hurry up and get it before a third party get it, because once a third party get it, we don't know what they're going to do with it. They might tear it down. They might paint the walls and all that. Get the clients enrolled on and all that, because they said they could for the last time and all that. So we got work in 2024. We got to make sure our kids are right at the Juvenile Detention Center and at Family Services. We got to make sure that we can stop this human trafficking. If Child and Family Services is doing human trafficking, we got to find out and stop it. Stop it now so we can keep our kids safe out here. And we need to rehabilitate our kids at Child and Family Services too, because we don't need these kids to go into foster care units that don't care about us. And we can't sit around here and talk about it. We got to be about it.
Man, I'm about to be about these other phone callers.
And God bless you and have a nice and prosperous day. And I hope y'all have a nice day and everything, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Bye. Man, that man said we got to be about it. And I'm going to be about it and go to that 216-347 who's been patient. How are you doing out there?
I'm great, Al Porter. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. What's going on? Is this Rico Dancy, president currently of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf?
Yes, and I am a candidate, Rico Dancy, for Congress. So,
What's the voting district again?
D.C. I'll be voting in D.C. Yeah, I done my paperwork already last week. Opened my bank account already. I'm raising money. I'm raising some big money. So deaf people all across the country is donating to me. I have my website will be up. Listen to me. I got my Cash App for my campaign already. So I just had a fundraiser last night. So I am doing great. I am doing well.
Excellent.
I just want to make sure, because if I hear about one thing I am going to tech is with the with transit, okay? These they are cutting. The GOP party in Washington is they want to cut. They just sent Israel $15.3 million. Okay? Now it's going to the Senate and see if they're going to pass or not.
Gotcha.
But, when I call our my councilwoman, Eleanor Holmes, I asked her what is her policy dealing with people with a disability, right?
Right.
Her staff said, what that got to do with me?
Oh.
And I said, it have a lot to do with you because you work for her. You work for her and you work for the American people. So it have a lot to do with you. So I'm ready to fight for the American people.
I'm glad you are.
And we have spoken. Yeah, we have spoken. So my job, the one I get to Congress, I'm going to write some bills that for the jail, going to be the first one I write. Bring more funded for transportation is another one. There's a couple of things what I have in mind that I'm going to be writing.
Nice.
So,
and I'm glad that you – I'm glad you never stopped. I'm glad when you left our area, left our region, you went down to D.C., to continue to fight for us. So thank you, Brother Rico.
You're welcome. And then I sit on the board of Ramallah called the ANC Commissioner. So I sit on a lot of boards here. So the crime, the mayor in D.C. said to Mayor Bowser when the 18 boy got killed, and they're trying to make D.C. the 51 state. She said she only care about statehood. So you care about somebody losing it. You don't care if it was someone lose their life in statehood. That's backwards. And like I told them, I know politics, not politics. Okay?
Yes.
I know politics. Now, I might be new to D.C., but I'm not new to politics. Okay?
Yes, sir.
So, and to let you know again, before I let you go, the vice president is going to be called next week, okay? I'm not going to be on next week because she's going to be called y'all through the relay service. Because next week I'll be in Florida raising some more money. So I'm traveling all across the country raising money for this campaign. This is the people campaign. So that's all I have to say.
Man, that's a big all. We appreciate you so much. We do. And thank you. Let's go to our last phone caller. And this ought to be fun. It's a 216-701 number, a 216-701 number. How are you doing out there?
Brother L, it's your girl, Laura Collins, community activist, domestic violence advocate. What's going on out there, Blog Talk Radio?
Yes, let's see.
You invited me. I appreciate it.
I appreciate talking to you just because, Sister Laura, we had talked about it early on. So many powerful acts will be out this coming Friday, pre-planned, at the December 8th Friday Gospel Concert, pre-Kwanzaa celebration, celebration of giving, Flannoy Family Restaurant, 3532 West 41st Street. I want to know your involvement in it, and why you wanted to be a part of this event. What's going on, Sister Laura?
Well, I appreciate that. Brother Alpha, let me be a part of everything that you do. You know, Saturday's event at Cleveland State was awesome, and I know we're going to have a good time on Friday, but I just wanted everybody to know, you know, regarding our sister, Judy Martin, media activist extraordinaire. My sister has held down the fort and been with family since, oh my gosh, I can't even go back how far. And now she needs our help now, you know. And she's in a little slight medical condition, and she's just, she's scared and she's frightened, and very so. Should be, you know. But she just needs our support, you know, she really does. That's why I put her Cash App information on the flyer. You guys can. It could be $5, $10. We know we're going through some economic times right now. We know that. Whatever.
Right.
And Christmas and holidays, and, you know. So, but
and I'm looking at that Cash App, which is $ T-E-E-Z-E-E-Y. That's $ T-E-E-Z-E-E-Y. I know that's for Judy Martin. And then there is Zelle, the Z-E-L-L-E, that's Zelle, underneath 216-990-0679, under Judy Martin. That's Zelle at 216-990-0679, underneath Judy Martin. Continue on.
That's right. And we want everybody to come out to the gospel concert, the pre-Kwanzaa celebration. Thank you for the Flannoy Family Restaurant for hosting as well. Is that
yes.
Hank Flannoy?
You got it.
Yeah. I know Hank. I would agree. I just want to make sure it was the right Flannoy. You know.
That's right.
So it's going to be great. You know, guys, come on out and let's celebrate Judy and give to her. You know, but beware, the buffet dinners are cooked and ordered. Food available, though, but you got to pay for it.
That's right.
Come out and support Judy, because she has always been there for us.
That is so true. I have another side note that you may not have intended on, touch it on, but while we have you here, B. Yes, capital B, lowercase e, there you go, documentary. What is all of that about?
You know, and I'm glad you mentioned, I didn't want to, I really wanted to put all the spotlight on Judy, you know, at this time, but everybody, if you're Facebook friends with me, just go on my Facebook page, or even Al's page, because the flyer is up there. And the documentary B is about activism. And I'm working with Network Studio, director Jody Eric Matthews, and producer Chris Kennedy. They're out of Cleveland and Atlanta locations. And we wanted to come together. We knew Silver B personally. When he passed away, we said we have to do something in his honor. Now, I want to make sure everybody know it's not his life story.
Right,
everybody says, it's about B. He's in it, yeah, but it's about all of us, all the activists, and all the causes, too, that Silver fought for, from homelessness, drugs, you name it. And we're talking about that in the documentary. You're in it as well, Al. Matter of fact, you're one of the what's the Hollywood word they say? Protagonist.
Okay, I'll take that. It is very, very interesting because a big shout out to Brother Eric Jody. It was phenomenal. Brother Chris Kennedy, for anybody who wants to know what professionalism looks like, I'm going to give just a little side note. that
okay.
because I know that when you see it, Laura, you'll be like, wow, it was like I was there. But,
right.
Laura, it was phenomenal that we went to Studio 53 to record a song.
Yes,
the name
right.
of the song was Real Lover, all right? And so Danielle, my fiance, she was stunned. HJS, who's the producer of the track, and then yes. Studio 53's Montoya, she took it and did incredible things with it.
Yes.
They brought their cameras in there, and they
mm-hmm.
filmed it. I've
That's
never
right.
had that before. I felt like I felt like I was big time. They brought equipment in, the boom mics. They went for the best. This was like, I expect certain things to come from this because
yeah.
this studio has dealt with Netflix,
mm-hmm.
other powerful companies. So we know this will be one of the very best, but I just wanted to throw that out there because that song is coming out as a music video, and I had to mention their studio in
yeah.
the song. I'll make sure you get a copy so they can. They already had the raw footage of the song being put together, but it was so amazing. It forced all of us to make that song at a forefront just
wow.
because, yeah, it was a message about when you quit talking like a boy and you grow up and you start talking like a man, when you go out to at least find the right person, that's when
yeah.
you start going out to say certain things. There's a language that you're either talking to get a wife or to stay in just a playboy state. So that
yeah.
song itself to be caught and done for a soundtrack, I was very thankful because you all just forced the very best out of me. And I appreciate you for even caring about the legacy of what we all do.
That's right. I mean, all of us have some part, you know, of what we play in the community, even down to our lovely sister, Kathy Ray Coleman. Everybody's got a part, you know. I want to
That's
showcase
true.
Her. I want to showcase Dolores. I want to showcase Art. I want to showcase Antoine, even Angela Y. Davis. All of us have been out there
mm-hmm.
in the trenches, either looking for missing children or helping a family in need of some sort, somebody losing their house or something going on. We're always there. So
mm-hmm.
I just want the public to see what we go through, not just our you know, good times, but we have challenges ourselves,
mm-hmm.
but we still get the job done, still. So I want to show Cleveland, you know, that our local activists are here for you, no matter what. And we don't get paid for this, do we, Al?
No,
mm-hmm.
no, not at all.
We leave our homes, kiss our wives and husbands and kids goodbye,
mm-hmm.
and see you later, and we're going out there, cold, snow, summer, high heat, whatever, and we're out there in the public. So they need to know that. People need to know what our activists are really all about. We're fighting for you. Even while you're asleep, we're fighting for you.
Right.
I've been trying to get those cameras down for years and got them down. I mean, we're just doing things behind the scenes that nobody seems to know. So
that's true.
They're going to find out, though, when B hits the screen.
Let's do that. And again, I appreciate what you just said, and it shows because that leads us back to
mm-hmm.
looking out for all of us, especially
mm-hmm.
a special dedication to activist Judy Martin, which you will be handling that part this coming Friday, December the 8th. The gospel
yeah.
concert, pre-Kwanzaa celebration, celebration of giving.
Yeah, right.
Flannoy Family mm-hmm. Restaurant, 3532 West 41st Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 7 p.m. That is
mm-hmm.
off of Fulton. Host Flannoy Family Restaurant. Yes, it is Hank Flannoy. And for Judy Martin, for those who wish to give, Cash
mm-hmm.
App, dollar sign. See the capitals again of T $TEEZEEY. That's $TEEZEEY. The Zelle. The Zelle is at 216-990-0679 under Judy Martin. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, and thank you for all that you do, my brother. We appreciate you.
I appreciate that. Enjoy your evening.
Thank you, sir. Good night.
Good night. And my thing is, in knowing how everything is about to look, let's try to get rid of some things for the upcoming year. I don't want to go back or leave this for another week. I'll be reading this off tomorrow. But, you know, the hip-hop workshop, some of that roll call, you had our brother Prester Pickett who had come through early on, and he even left word for all the people there to be able to get tickets. And for those who went on to get the complimentary tickets to Fragment, which was the play that he did, Mount Sinai, the church over off of Woodland, that was very, very strong. He stopped through representing the Department of Africana Studies. You had A. Woods, D. Woods, also Amaretta Vashon, Twiggy was in the building. Of course, you know DJ Dollar Rock spun it up well. Angela Y. Davis, she even danced down the aisle. It was powerful in itself. Gamma Day Sales, Critical Thinking with Dolores Gray, Suave Gotti was in the building. Legendary on-air personality Johnny G was there. We had to put out who else was there. Sister Laura, who was just on the phone line, was there in itself. I want to thank Tasha and her husband for what they provided for Judy Martin. Roderick, the poet Stewart, did a poetical piece. Sergio Wilkins, Sergio and Dollar Rock, they did filming for episode 3 of Kaya Dog, and that filming went excellent. You also had Kim Brown, that's Mama Taps Brown, was in the building along with Major Taps. We played his music video called Despise Me. Miss Maybach, Sister Eunice from BWA, it was picture day. It was phenomenal that the queens received their photos, so it was very, very nicely done. I could appreciate that. As far as everything else, I look here, and just because it was brought up earlier, the county council was, Cuyahoga County Jail Coalition opposed the proposed jail site in Garfield Heights. And a lot of Garfield Heights residents are like, hey, we know we need money, but we don't want that jail either. It's something when residents start saying, hey, this jail is going to be out of the public way to get to the jail in Cleveland and the surrounding suburbs where people can get right downtown. And a lot of people in Garfield Heights are saying, we don't want a jail here. But it seems like nobody wants to listen. But the Cuyahoga County Jail Coalition headed up a campaign called No New Jail. Boy, that's easy to remember. It is. It is against the building of a new jail facility in Garfield Heights. It said a new facility in Garfield Heights will be far from public transit, court hearings, and other resources. As the Cuyahoga County Jail Coalition held a meeting at the Garfield Public Heights Public Library, and many folks who came to the meeting said they believe county money should go toward resources that prevent people from going to the jail in the first place. Like I say, this is just a 17-foot step ladder for my soapbox. But you know, the last time, we're going to go to one of the news stories that had recovered it. I think it was News 5, they did something called We Follow Through. And the last time they covered the story, the county council voted 8-3 to purchase 72 acres of vacant land in Garfield Heights for the new jail campus. And Kareem Hinton with the Cuyahoga County Jail Coalition said, although the county council voted to approve the purchase of the land for the new jail, Hinton wants to see county council reverse the decision. We were just in Euclid at Euclid City Council. We got to speak to council, and we got to speak to residents there, and we're going to take this show on the road, and we're going to keep doing that, Hinton said, that the coalition wants to see the new bill be voted on by Cuyahoga County voters. We should have to do, of course, signature collection, so we would pull petitions to collect signatures, which we would have a number of volunteers poised to do just that. So, you know, you had a lot of people who were against that, and I'm glad that even, you know, when Councilman Clifford Kelly was at the meeting representing the city, Kelly said he used to be a corrections officer and was a former CO, and I know what the conditions of what the jail look like now. I know it's been dilapidated for years and hasn't been addressed in years, which doesn't really have anything to do with all of inmates dying behind the bars. But then again, maybe a new jail, inmates could die behind the new bar jail. So, strike that I said that. That doesn't even make any sense, no matter how I try to dress that up. Anyway, right now, it is very interesting to see how this is going to at least play out. But I had to at least throw that one out there just to cause people to think about what's going on. And if you see those petitions come out, you know how to deal with it. Other than that, I appreciate everybody who tuned in. You didn't have to, but you chose to, and that's a blessing. I can always at least sit back and say that I enjoy you all. I'm going to give a shout out to Big Brother HJS. He made an excellent start out, rise and fall, 4,000 plus views. YouTube, 4,000 plus. Nerve DJs are doing a big push, but I'm going to push something else that I like from him. Let it carry out for a couple of minutes. The name of the track is CEO. Thank you, and catch you all this coming Friday.
Yo, DJ Shiny Shine. We got to go back in. Make it bigger, better, stronger. You know what I'm saying? Got to get the people what they want.
CEO, you don't have the CID.
And keep it classic at the same time, you know?
CEO, you don't have the CID.
It's something for the station. All across the nation, HDS in top rotation. I keep banging out the heat so fast that the haters wonder if my shit gon' last. I get those, then it's on again. Download it on your phone again. Top 100 ringtones again. So open the door and let me in. Begin, I'm home.
CEO, you don't want the CID.
Feeling like $1 million.
CEO, you don't want the CID.
Feeling like $1 million,
CEO, you don't have the CID.
Feeling like $1 million,
CEO, you don't have the CID.
As a child, always felt I'd rock it. Fat little nigga with dirt in his pockets, but I fell about the game so true. Music business, I ain't had no clue. I knew the hard work would pay with time, so I concentrated on getting mine. I took the concept that was in my head and turned them boys to bread. I'm home.
CEO, you don't have the CID.
Feeling like $1 million.
CEO, you don't have the CID.
Feeling like $1 million.
CEO, you don't have the CID.
Feeling like $1 million.
CEO, you don't have the CID.
This ain't hard music, no, this is hit me at the bar music. This is bumping in your car music. This is H, I'm a star music. I'm feeling good tonight, so I put myself in the gym again.
microphone in my hand again. Stay sticking to the plan again. HJS in demand again, I'm home.
CEO, you don't have to CID.
Feeling like a $1 million.
CEO, you don't have to CID.
Feeling like a $1 million.
CEO, you don't have to CID.
Feeling like a $1 million.
CEO, you don't have to CID.
Feeling like a $1 million.
CEO, you don't have to CID.
Feeling like a $1 million.
CEO, you don't have to CID.
Feeling like a $1 million, yo. Feeling like a $1 million. Feeling like a $1 million, yo. Feeling like a $1 million. Feeling like a $1 million, yo. Feeling like a $1 million. Feeling like a $1 million. Feeling like a $1 million, yo. Yo, feeling like a $1 million. Feeling like a $1 million. Feeling like a $1 million. Feeling like a $1 million, yo. Feeling like a $1 million.